Welcome back to Fifth Third Field here in Toledo, Ohio. It's Jeff Hembach with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and today the finale of this season opening three-game set here in Ohio. Back to our Sunday chats with Sounds manager Rick Sweet. And Sweetie, it's tough to draw too much from two games when you're going to play 150 of them, but what have you seen in these first two that is standing out as you head into the finale?
Well, I think a couple of things we need to get better at is we need to drive in some runs. We've had some opportunities. We've had the bases loaded, nobody out. Failed to not only drive in runs, but put the ball in play. You know, the today's game taboo of strikeouts has not been kind to us. But that being said, I'm not that concerned about it. We've hit a lot of balls hard. We've hit a lot of balls at them. Last night, I thought we were one hit away from tying that ball game up and getting back into it. And we knew it and they knew it. It's two games. You know, I'd like to sneak this game in today, win this ball game, and go home to our ballpark and a little better weather.
I hate that we have to go here, but we talked on Friday about Jefferson Caro and how talented he is and the bright future. He goes out in the first inning of that game on that pickoff at first. The Brewers have said it's a right shoulder injury. Do we know much more than that? And how broken is your heart for the kid?
I feel so bad for him. I mean, he just, he was crushed. He went through this with his left shoulder last year, diving back into a bag, and now it's his right shoulder. And he's in Milwaukee right now. He flew up. They're doing an MRI, and we'll see what it looks like and how bad or how good it is. You know, hopefully it's not too bad, and we can get him back here pretty soon.
What has it been like these couple of games seeing Keston Hira on the other side? You're going to see Caleb Bosley in a couple days. You're seeing some very meaningful recent sounds early in the year.
Without a doubt. It was so good to see Keston, and as long as he just keeps hitting singles, I'll be happy. Actually, he's out of the lineup today. Sunday, I told him, I saw him in the hallway. I said, "You're getting old. You can't play on Sundays now." And he just gave me that smile that he does so well. And it's good to see him. They've treated him well, and I'm sure he'll be in the big league soon with him.
You know, we talk so much over the course of these chats about the mental demands of the game of baseball. I'm curious your thoughts about two guys who just missed out on making the opening day Brewers roster, but have been meaningful for them of late, Joey Weimer and Owen Miller. Miller's already got three doubles. Joey had a big base hit yesterday. Not easy to start at AAA when you're that close to being in the big leagues.
No, it's always tough, but you're that close and you know you could be up any day. You never know what's going to happen in this game. And so right now they're both staying focused on their job, and that's the good part. They're not thinking about that up there. They're not worrying about that up there. They know what they have to do here. They're working on it. They're focused on it. And, they're playing good baseball. Joey's played really well defensively, as has Miller. And they're two guys that fit in that mix up there very easily, and I anticipate we'll be up there very soon.
We've seen Tyler Black do Tyler Black things offensively these first couple of games. You mentioned on Friday you're going to be careful and DH him, but what have you seen so far from Tyler?
Well, he can flat out hit. And, you know, today's his last day DH, and I asked him, I walked through the clubhouse, says, "Hey, Blackie, how are you and DH getting along?" And he looked at me, and it was not a good look. It was an evil look. He goes, "Last day." And I said, "Oh, you're telling me the lineup?" And he just dropped his head and looked at me up through his head. I said, "Yeah, last day. I don't want to get in an argument."
There's a gamer mentality or feel about his game. How would you describe how he is as a ball player?
He is a baseball player, old school, look you in the eye, hard-nosed. He's the type of guy you want to have on your side. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said when I looked at him, he just kind of looked at me like, "You want to fight?" And I backed down immediately because I had talked him into doing this and he knew it was probably right, but it's not an easy talk. You got to convince him that this is really the best thing for him, and it has been, but God, I love him. He's so much fun to have on your team. If we need a big base hit, he's a guy I want up there battling for us.
When he got here last year, I remember you saying there's some Sal Frelick in his game. Is it the hockey player mentality?
Yeah, it must be. You know, those guys from cold weather areas, that's what they are. They're hard-nosed. You got to play the game. You got to want to play the game, and you got to have that mentality that you'll run through a wall.
Go get them today. You're heading home.
I can't wait. It's beautiful, Nash Vegas. We're coming home.
Manager Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups at First Pitch are coming up next.